football on off the ball.
You can drive yourself mad with that kind of stuff, can't you? Like, you can't take your job home with you all the time. Like, if you're worried about what people are saying about the football club that you cover or support, you're always going to have a problem.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Tiernan, a 1-0 win over last year's champions, a historic occasion here at Celtic Park. It's fair to say you could have dreamt the night went like this.
Yeah, I think that this is probably what the owner and the board were thinking when they brought the games to Celtic Park, when the Brandywell was getting done up. And I think they got everything that they expected and more. As much as I want to congratulate the players and talk about how proud I am of the players tonight, I think the fans deserve the same credit. They were probably without doubt our 12th man, and they kicked every ball with us, they headed every ball, they cleared every ball off the line with us, and what a difference it made. I can speak on behalf of everybody at the club and all the players and staff that we really appreciated that, and we're hugely thankful.
There's obviously a few different things come into effect when you're playing here. The fans is one thing, the pitch is another thing. We saw kind of a little bit bobbly in the ball, bobbling up around the pitch. How did your side manage to get to grips with that part of the game?
It was difficult for both teams, as you've seen. But again, I thought both teams equipped brilliantly. There was no complaining, there was no rolling over, and I think it was just a really good League of Ireland game of football, and probably better than the football. There was blood and thunder and everything that a good football game is all about. It got tonight.
It felt like a proper League of Ireland game. Maybe James Clark's goal is a proper League of Ireland goal. It takes a couple of nicks before it gets through to him. His performances the last couple of weeks have maybe gone up to the level that maybe Derry fans might have hoped when he came in the door in winter.
Yeah, I think that it's always easy to be critical of people, and probably what people don't understand there is that it always takes a little bit of time, no matter where you go, to settle and understand what we want from them. And I think there's lots of players. I thought Clarkey was outstanding tonight. I thought Darren Markey was outstanding tonight. I thought that some of the, as I say, the new players that came in, Josh run his socks off up front, and I could go through the whole team. Paddy at the back, all the new players, I thought, really showed what it means to play for Derry City. And as I say, I think the crowd absolutely and utterly appreciated that.
I know we could probably wax lyrical about the performance all day, but I do have to touch on one thing away from matters today. James McLean obviously posted yesterday about his injury, and I think, am I correct to say, he went to see a specialist today? Just, can you give us any update on that situation?
Unfortunately, not at this stage. It only obviously happened today. And we've been getting caught up with the game, and so we'll over the next couple of days we'll get organised with the physio and get his consultancy report back and see where we go from here.
Just finally, obviously this is the first of potentially five games here at Celtic Park. Are you hoping for crowds and maybe moments like this for over the next four games here? We saw the difference it made to the team tonight and what it can make to the club going forward.
Yeah, as I said to the players after the game, and that's what this city is all about. And I think the football club is the heartbeat of this city, and when they're given performances, and it wasn't a great footballing performance, but it was a heart and a hunger and a desire and everything that you ask a player when they step on the field, and the fans put their money in the terraces. And I think both sides lived up to their end of the bargain tonight.
Thanks, Darren, enjoy that win.
Thank you very much.
Stephen, a disappointing 1-0 defeat in quite a close, tough game here in Derry tonight. Can you sum up your thoughts for us after that one?
Yeah, look, the game was what it was. It was a direct game. The pitch dictated what it was going to be. It was second balls. We had some really good chances. They obviously scored a goal and hang on. And sometimes that's the way it goes.
How tough is it to come up here? Obviously, it's a different pitch. It's a different stadium, but also the novelty of it. You know, a first game here in over 100 years. How difficult is that, maybe? Not necessarily difficult, but for the players to get to grips with that and knowing they're going to be going into this type of atmosphere.
Ah, no, this is nothing for our players. Our players have played in front of 50,000. We've played against some top European clubs. It's nothing to do with atmosphere or stadium or nothing like that. We're playing at a high level a really long time. That's not arrogance or that's not disrespect. We know what this meant to Derry City as a town. But our players have played in some big, big stadiums against big clubs. And it was nothing to do with that. Today was about the type of game it was, and the small margins need to go fight in them games.
How much did the bobbly pitch dictate how the game went? We saw both sides, to be fair, struggle with it throughout the game.
It was always going to be that game. We knew what the pitch was like last week. So it was always going to be that, and I think the team selection showed you we felt it'd be that game. And we always felt Derry would drop as the game went on, and we'd get more spaces and get more control with Graham and that. But it was always going to be that game. The pitch is the pitch. We all know Derry as well that it's not at the level that is required, but it's a bit of short-term pain for what they will get in the Brandywell in a few weeks' time, which is okay.
I was just about to ask you about the team selection, maybe Graham being dropped after the performance last week in Aaron Green. Is that just the explainer for it? It was the type of game you expected on this pitch?
Yeah, Graham wasn't dropped. You don't drop Graham. You have to understand what type of player he is, and playing Graham in a game that's just going to go over his head for the first 60 minutes, it's pointless having him on the pitch. And it was always going to be that. It was always going to be that early. And like I said, once we knew they'd drop, the spaces were there for Graham to come and play.
If you look at your side so far throughout the season, we know obviously the limited off seasons you've had over the last couple of years and the starts you've had. Have you assessed your performance so far this season? We know there's a couple of more teams around you as well. Have you assessed what Shamrock Rovers have given so far in 2026?
I've said it a number of times. I think we've done well at times, we've done okay, but there's so much more to come from us. I think that's quite clear to see. As the pitches get better and we get fitter and stronger, the squad is healthy, we'll only get better.
Thanks, Stephen. Unlucky tonight.
Thank you.
Football on off the ball.
You can drive yourself mad with that kind of stuff, can't you? Like, you can't take your job home with you all the time. Like, if you're worried about what people are saying about the football club that you cover or support, you're always going to have a problem.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.